So, Hare Krishna. I would like to welcome all of you for this first workshop. It is called Secrets from the Bhajan Rahasya, which can help us in our chanting. I very much appreciate that you are relatively punctual. I mean, almost everyone is here, and I think all will be here. So let me start. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Panamami Hari Priye He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please take your song sheet. We will start glorifying the holy name, the Srinam Mahatmya. Krishna Nama Dore Kothabal Vishayo Vishayo Vasanale Morashitasa Dajvale Krishna Nama Nale Mora Chitta Sadajvale Ravi Tapta Maru Bhumi Ravi tapta maro bhumi Kana rantra pata diya Ridhi maje Praveshya
Dana Randra Padadiya Riddhi Maje Praveshi Varishoya Sudha Anu Hridoya hoite bole jiva raga krite chale Hridoya hoite bole jiva raga krite chale Shapta rupe nache nanu shan Shapta rupe nache anu shan Kante mora pangeshwara Anga kampe tada tada Stira hoite na pa Recharam Shakshe dhara dehe gharma Bhulakita sa Pachama Vivana hoilo kalevara Mochita hoilo mona Lala yera raga mana Pave sharva deha jara jara
In the first two verses, Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes that when chanting, the holy name has to first appear within the heart. He says the chanting must be heart deep, not lip deep, heart deep. There, in the heart, he moves and cools the fire of material desires. It showers nectar. Then, now he describes what is the effect the holy name has on him.
rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration completely soaks my body. All my skin thrills with rapture. My hair stands on end, and my complexion turns pale and discolored. My mind grows faint. No mind. Finished. Mind is fainted. I begin to experience devastation, and my entire body is shattered in a flood of ecstatic emotions. Kori eton padrava sete vashe sudhadrava. More dare preme rasa gare. Kichu na bujete dilo. More to ba to la koilo. Kichuna bujite dilo. More toba tula koilo. Mora chita vita sabha hore. Mora chita vita sabha hore. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad by having stolen away my mind and all my resources.
Radhe Radhe Govinda Gopala Radhe 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 Govinda Gopala Radhe Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Jai Ho. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Yo-ho! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yesterday and today, we made our way through this song, Srinam Mahatmya, the glories of the holy name, and we will continue to learn more and more verses as the Japa retreat unfolds. But for now, I just wanted to say that our Shraddha, our faith, is always born when we see firsthand that something works. As children, you might have seen that your friend went on a bicycle and could ride very swiftly, and you thought, "Well, I can also go very swiftly," and then gone on a bicycle. So here we hear in this verse a realized example of Naam Ruchi, the taste in the holy name, and even ecstasy, Naam Bhava. You know, we actually see that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written down his autobiographical experience, and we can get faith. Yes, this, if I go this path, if I learn how to chant properly, I will also experience that the holy name comes into my heart and there causes ecstatic symptoms to grow. But when we hear of a success story, when we hear that something worked, we want to find out how exactly did it work? What did you do so that this happened to you? And Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written a guidebook called Bhajan Rahasya, The Confidential Secrets of Bhajan, where he has revealed some of the proper attitudes and activities which will bring you to a stage where the Naam Kripa showers upon you. We can get some Naam Kripa, some mercy of the holy name, also in the initial states of chanting. But after some time, the holy name might hide himself to see if you are really eager to get his mercy. So today we will hear about the main qualification for performing Naam Sankirtan. It's a very well-known verse. I think you can chant with me.
Trinadapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari.
Listen and hear the symptoms of how one should chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to awaken very easily one's dormant love for Krishna. Shunu, listen. Although the chanter is very exalted, he thinks himself lower than the grass on the ground. And like a tree, he tolerates everything in two ways. Toleration, tolerate, two ways. When a tree is cut down, it does not protest. And even when drying up, it does not ask anyone for water. The tree delivers its fruits, flowers, and whatever it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet it still gives shelter to others. Although a Vaishnava is the most exalted person, he is prideless and gives all respect to everyone, knowing everyone to be the resting place of Krishna. We have heard so much about humility that some of us can't digest this word any longer. The overdoses of information of humility. I will here, following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, try to reveal a secret which you can actually practice to attain humility. See, humility is a quality and it is reached if you practice something to get there. The practice is be tolerant. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describes here, gives an example, the tolerance of a tree. When the tree is hurt by someone, it doesn't stop to give shade and fruits. And when the tree feels, I want this, I have this desire, I want this water now. Trees only want water, no lassi. Like you, tree will say, I tolerate this with being without my water. This is how you get humility. I saw a wonderful example of humility and a wonderful example of non-humility. Once I was in a temple, first non-humility, and a light was passed around. We were swamis, and then everyone else. And the light bearer came with the light and gave. You know, he was a new man. He didn't know the serial number, he gave to a relatively young sannyasi. He thought, my God, he has a stick. Okay, here you have the light. Then a very old sannyasi jumped forward and said, no, 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 no. First me, then everyone else. And I saw an example of true humility. Just recently, there is a good friend of ours, a person who chants each day 64 rounds. He lives here in Varshana and was the servant of the very famous Siddha saint, Tinkodi Baba. And so this devotee goes every day on Varshana Parikrama, and like many of the Babas do, he considers even the monkeys to be higher than him. And he gave some biscuits to the monkeys. So I just came when he fed the monkeys and he saw me, very exalted, much older. And he immediately paid his obeisances. I felt very embarrassed. My God, he is this Vaishnav who practices Krishna consciousness since 60 years. He lives in the holy Dham. He is highly realized. And bang, he fell on the stones and gave a one. And I also, of course, went down. And as he was on the ground, I was just going on the ground, and I came a little later than him on the ground. He landed first, and I landed second. I saw one of the monkeys whom he was feeding, taking the claws and just going at his leg. Then I paid my obeisances. Then I was up, and I saw blood coming from a wound this long. He had really gone. Now this Baba gets up. He is wounded by a monkey. Do you know what this means in India? Blood infection and possible death if you don't get a monkey injection. You have to immediately get a monkey anti-monkey injection. He gets up. He looks at the 15 monkeys who are around him. And he just gets tears in his eyes. He goes to his bag and continues to feed the monkeys. Then he turns to me and I said, Baba, these monkeys are dangerous. And he says, no, I am dangerous. My heart is not pure. They were born in Varshana. They are great souls. Who am I? Lower than the straw in the street. Lower even than a monkey. Monkey is a little higher than the straw in the street. And here comes my point. Tolerance. Tolerance of the things which others do. Tolerance of the environment. Here you can recognize, not he who is humble, and here you can practice your own humility. While you're here on the Japa and Kirtan retreat, practice tolerance to get humility and get the qualification to chant. Try to tolerate the sometimes little imperfect environments, you know, no light and no heat sometimes. Try to tolerate the coughing opera, you know. Try to tolerate this, and you will see how after some time, as you tolerate the mistakes of others, the difficulties of the environment, you will see how you really get that feeling, dinat dinatva. And dinatva means humility, is that one quality which Krishna wants to see. Dinatva, that humility, is the quality which the holy name wants to see before showering the Naam Kripa. You may be a big kirtan leader. Don't just come to the kirtan when it's your slot. Be there and worship the holy name always. You may be a learned scholar in the philosophy. Don't get upset if a senior younger member corrects you. Practice tolerance and get humility. I would like to suggest to you now three steps which you can put in practice immediately while you're here in the Holy Name retreat and be enriched with true humility. When something happens which upsets you, this is the first step, then, I get a little technical here, before you react, stop. Second step, move onto a higher platform which allows you a higher perspective. It's called Tattva Vichar in Sanskrit, the spiritual platform where you try to understand things spiritually. Remember how our friend went through Vashana and was attacked by a monkey, and he did not just get his monkey machine gun out and shoot back. He doesn't have most properly such a thing. But he thought, well, this is a resident of the holy name living under the trees of holy Vashana. He may have his monkey nature, no problem, but I will not get angry on him. Most probably our Baba might have also thought, whatever happens here in the holy Dham is arranged by Srimati Radharani. It has a reason why the monkey behaved in such and such way. You will see this especially in the holy Dham. When something goes wrong with you, most properly it has a reason. And when you go on the second step, from where you analyze a little bit your surroundings and analyze the situation, the reason will become clear in your heart. Oh, I needed to learn this. It's very clear. And the third level to practice tolerance, act on the spiritual platform. It's a very simple process. Stop. Change the perspective, the spiritual perspective, and act on the spiritual perspective. And you will see. You will very quickly get qualification to chant the holy name. Okay, this is a workshop. Not so much philosophy, please. Let us practice. I would like to now introduce a process, a very simple process of becoming attentive in chanting the holy name. Who of you feels that he's sometimes unattentive? Oh, so many. I thought you were all accomplished japa chanters and kirtan singers. I think we all agree, inattention while chanting is our main problem. Our mind just doesn't connect with the holy name. And there is a very nice process, a very, very magical process, which I learned by reading
something about this practice from Srila Prabhupada, and I want to read it for you. It's to bring your full attention to the first Hari of the Maha Mantra. In the beginning of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, writes Prabhupada, we first address the internal energy of Krishna, Hare. Thus we say, O Radharani, O Hare, O energy of the Lord. When we address someone in this way, he usually asks, yes, sir, what do you want? Well, if I say, Govinda Das, O energy of your father. You know, he said, what do you want? So I say, O Radharani, O Hari, O energy of the Lord. Then the question comes, yes, what do you want? The answer is, please engage me in your service. This should be our prayer. We should not say, O energy of the Lord, oh, please give me money. Please give me a beautiful wife. Please give me many followers. Please give me some prestigious position. Please give me the presidency. These are all material hankerings which should be avoided. So, we enter the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra naturally through the first Hare. You know, when we start the mantra, it starts with the first Hare in the left upper corner of the mantra signs. Now, this first Hare is Srimati Radharani. And from Srimati Radharani emanates a certain Shakti, which is called the Bhakti Shakti. I can't see so well our Radha Govinda deity, but Narayani will know, is in your deities, does she have a mudra like this, a blessing mudra? He has, she has. You can later observe our Radha Govinda deities from close. There's this blessing mudra, and Radharani's blessings is this Shakti, this Bhakti, or devotional energy. We want that from Radharani, that Bhakti Shakti. We want that this Shakti fulfills us with life. Like, you know, when Dhruva Maharaj prayed to the Lord who had appeared to me, he said, my Lord, you have touched me. And now all my dead senses have come alive, especially my voice has come to alive. I want to chant your glories. This is what happens when someone gets touched by the Bhakti Shakti. Sorry, I saw, maybe when I was a child, too many movies. You know, the Bhakti Shakti, she comes from Srimati Radharani and can touch our heart and make it alive so that our dead, desert heart becomes alive with genuine feelings. There are certain prayers in the scriptures or given by Gopal Guru Goswami to Radharani while chanting, and I think these prayers give a little bit of the devotional mood in which we can chant. Hare, O Radha, please capture my inner heart and deliver me from the bondage of material life. Such a mood can be in the chanting. O Radha, please steal my heart with your sweetness.
O Radha, please make me qualified for serving you. O Radha, please accept me as your own. So it is this mood, this prayerful mood, which goes with which we approach the mantra. We don't say, oh, another session. Welcome to the desert of chanting Hare Krishna. No, we pray, oh Radha, please overwhelm me with your sweetness. Please show me how to serve. No? And when we do this, it's almost like entering through a gate into the palace of bhakti. A gate which has been opened by Srimati Radharani, who has granted us the bhakti shakti, which is necessary to chant. Prabhupada in the Chaitanya Charitamrita said, when these devotees dance, they don't dance like dancing dogs. Have you ever seen a dancing dog? In Germany we have them. They are usually white. The name of this dog I only know in German language, Spitz. So the white Spitz has a little skirt and dances like this. The chanting of the or dancing of the devotees is not like the Spitz dancing, but it is infused or inspired by the internal energy. And this is the bhakti shakti which comes from Radha. Now here in the Holy Dham, this might really work. And I would... it works. I said the wrong thing. Wherever we do this exercise, which I request you now to do, you will see for yourself. I don't want to say anything. I just request you to come now to the practice. Let us chant in one voice the Hare Krishna mantra. If you have your beads, it's good to chant with them. If you don't have them, it is also not absolutely important. So please, no one get up and make and get the beads. You can do this without beads. So what we will do is we will chant in one voice the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then while you chant, I will try to make you confused. You don't become confused. You just keep on chanting. Hare Krishna. And then I will give you some instructions and you'd please follow these. Maybe I should make you confused. Let us not, I don't do this. This is the Holy Dham. Let's be good chanters. Let's not. So I will give you instruction and you please continue to chant. I will chant one time alone and then we chant together. We will chant a little bit slower than we are used to chant. So those of you who are turbo chanters, please stay with us and don't accelerate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. One time I will chant alone. You're not fully attentive. And then when I've chanted, I will say it again. I will chant one time the mantra alone. Alone means you don't chant, you listen, and then we will chant all together. So listen now, no chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Now, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, continue. Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Now, take your full attention, everything you have, to the first Hare. Full attention, first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Full concentration on the first Hare. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Hare. Bring your whole attention to the first Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama. The first Hare. You may not be able to concentrate now for the whole mantra. Don't concentrate on the whole mantra. Concentrate on the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. All your attention, much more attention to the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. It's almost like jumping into a river, the first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. First Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. The first Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. First Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Continue. Now, after this mantra, we will stay with all the names of Krishna. First Hare and then stay with all the names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Full concentration. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Continue. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Thank you. This is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur refers to as the grinding process. The learned Thakur makes a point. He says, the whole point of chanting is to bring the mind together with the mantra. But as long as we are material conditioned, it doesn't work very well. The mind always wants to run away from the mantra. And he gives an example how the mind always wants to run away, but how it can be made to stick with the mantra. He says, when you want to make mascara, that's a substance which is black, used as a eyeliner for ladies and for coloring different things. You know, if you want to make mascara, you have to grind mercury and sulfur together. You take a grinding bowl and a grinding stab, you know, grinding thing, and then you grind it. In the beginning, the mercury wants to stay separate from the sulfur. But as you do this for a longer amount of time, the two will bind. And listen to this. The sulfur will transform and stop being sulfur. A new element will come, this black thing. This thing. So the mind needs to be brandished. Brandished means brought in contact with the mantra for a long period of time, again and again. This is the grinding which we do when we do the japa. Again and again. And finally, the mind, the material mind, gets dissolved. You can find that in the third canto, in the teachings of Lord Kapila, by the process of bhakti, the mind gets digested, it gets dissolved. And what it means is your material thoughts are no longer there. You can see this when you do long japa chanting. All of a sudden you think of Krishna and his form and his qualities. And that means the mind doesn't think any longer of the objects of this material world. This is the process of grinding. And this process which we have learned, bring the mind to the first hari, is really that process. You have to bring the mind there. It has to be heart service, not just lip service. Krishna is not impressed if somebody inattentive chanting. In fact, it's the root of all offenses, this inattentive chanting. Why don't we feel what Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in his song Naam Mahatmya? It's because we are covered by offenses. The holy name, this is a very important, is a vastu, a substance which works. But why don't we feel the effect of the holy name? We might think, if a thing in itself has potency, I should feel it, no? For instance, if there is an ice block, I touch it, and by the potency which is in the ice block, that is the coldness, I get goose pimples. Why don't I get goose pimples when I chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Why don't I feel the effect of the power of the vastu? You say the Hare Krishna Mantra has this power, but I don't feel it. You know, shouldn't I feel it like when I touch ice, I feel it immediately? If someone comes to you who has this doubt, you should tell them, please think a little bit deeper. When you touch ice, but you have gloves on your hand, do you feel the coldness? Or you have some cork. Cork is a substance. Or if you have a fire and you make it wet, do you feel the heat of the fire? In the same way, we don't feel the power of the holy name, which is always there, if we commit offensive. And all the offenses come from inattention. now you might say, but what is about Ajamil? We heard this morning Ajamil chanted Narayan. Was he chanting attentively? Yes, very attentively. He was dying. At the moment of your death, he didn't say, Narayan, maybe you want to come here. He said, Narayan! And because he meant his son, he didn't make offenses against Narayan. You know, he was attentive. An attentive chanter who didn't make any offense against God at the time of chanting. So, my dear devotees, if you want the power of the holy name to unfold, you have to free yourself from offenses. If you want to free yourself from offenses, there are two good practices. One is to practice humility. From a humble heart, no offenses come. You know, you can practice humility by practicing your tolerance, and you can practice while you chant the attention, giving full attention to the holy name. And this works very well when you start with the first Hari. It works very, very well, and we will experiment with this in Kirtan in just a little moment. All offenses come from the false ego, and the false ego needs to be dissolved by humility. This humility is based on the spiritual soul, on the souls. It's a soul humility. It's not coming from a material mind which is suffering due to a minority complex. When there is false humility, we think all the time about how bad we are. When there is real humility, we do not think so much about ourselves any longer, but our attention wanders to Krishna. Real humility comes at the time when the soul cries for Krishna. This real humility, in other words, is based, according to this Bhajan Rahasya, on the understanding, I'm not the body, but I'm an eternal soul. Mukunda Mala Stotra is quoted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Idam shariram shatasandhi jajaram patadyavasyam parinama peshalam kemoshadam prichyati muda durmate niramayam krishna rasayanam piba. Oh my mind, hear my truthful words. There's a powerful medicine to cure your material disease. One should give up false identification with the material body, which is made of five material elements and which has hundreds of joints that wear out. One day this body will fall dead, plumps, with the result that it will be turned to ashes or an insect stool. My God. Yes, one day we will carry each one of you to the crematorium, hopefully at the bank of Yamuna, and your body will be turned to ashes. At that time, when death comes, everyone will see the body as despicable. Despicable means, get it out, please. Oh, oh,
Therefore, it is unwise to have attachment for this body. O mind, hear my truthful words now. The powerful medicine to cure this material disease means attachment to the body is to continually drink the nectar of Krishna's name. So we will now make a little exercise. That's my favorite exercise. Where we will get a little bit into meditation, and we will disassociate ourselves from the body. Connection broken with the body. And from that place, we will do a humility meditation. That means we will follow the verses of Bhajan Rahasya, which will bring us into a meditation on how to be humble. I will need a musical instrument, I think, if you play Midanga, Prabhu. May I ask you, are you tired or are you awake? Should we do a little energizing exercise? We won't do any. Should we do a heavy one or a small one? I don't know. Let us do an. Oh my God, it's Vashana. I don't know if. Here we do something which pleases Radharani. You know, we go up and we mean this is full surrender to Radha, okay? In our mind. Now, you should feel that someone whom you can trust entirely takes your palms and brings them back to the back of the room. Oh! More! Ananda Prabhu, more! And at the same time, full surrendered mood, yes? Don't let your arms go down. They might fall off if you do it too early. Then you have no arms any longer. So you have to absolutely keep them in the air as I'm talking to you. Now we will just pump some oxygen into our lungs. When we go down and we breathe out. When you go up, this means full surrender. Please don't forget it. Otherwise, it's so foolish, you know. You have to give a little bit more strength in this if you want to get awake and meditate. If you start sweating, that's very good. I think we do this for 2 hours. No, I'm joking. Whenever you go down, put some traction. As if you pull yourself up on an iron bar. You do very good. Don't stop, otherwise your arms fall off. We will do 10 more. 9, 8, 6, 4. two, one, finished. If you, Hare Krishna, there. It's just to prepare you. I feel highly embarrassed to do this in the holy dharma, but it would be more embarrassing if we all lay on the left side and sleep, you know, so better do this. Okay, be peaceful now, no laughing. If you are a man, put your left hand under your navel and the right hand above it. If you are a woman, put your right hand under your navel, just under the navel, and the left hand above it, and just become peaceful. And observe what has happened. Bring your attention to the air which surrounds you. Just observe how the air which is outside of you comes inside through your nostrils. The air which is surrounding you comes on an inhale inside of you. You're not the air. The air comes to you and leaves you. Now, bring your attention to the cloth which covers your body. Feel the cloth on the skin. Become incredibly aware. Maybe you can feel your shirt on your skin. The cloth is not you. It is covering. It is covering you. As you sit here in Vashana, feel your body. The arms, the place where you sit, the legs. Just like the air is surrounding you, but not you. And just like the cloth which is on you, but is not you. Feel how the body is not you. You are inside. Inhale deeply and exhale deeply. In a very peaceful way, observe your breath. It is coming inside your lungs and leaving your lungs. It's not you.
watch the cloth. Cloth is covering you. As you breathe in and out, watch the body. Feel the body. It is there, but it is not you. Go to the soul now. I'm sorry. Go to your thoughts now, if you are at all thinking. The thoughts are coming and going. They are also not you. The you is an eternal part of Krishna. The you is an eternal soul, a servant, but a lost servant. Long ago you left that spiritual kingdom and you came into this material world. O Ananta, O Hari, I have been drowning in this material ocean since time immemorial. I have been swimming and swimming, but I have not found the end of this great and fathomless material ocean. When I was drowning, I cried out in distress, "Help! Someone rescue me!" At that time you came, and as I understood your lotus feet to be the shore of this ocean, a seed of hope arose in my heart. Oh, Hari, you are the most compassionate. In me you have certainly found the most appropriate recipient of your mercy. From this position, please join in the kirtan. Become aware that you have fallen into the material ocean, but there is rescue. You can be saved. Like a drowning man can be saved by the shore of the ocean, you can be saved by Krishna, who is called Hari, the deliverer from misery, and Ananta, the unlimited one. Turn as you sing to Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna.
O Krishna, by serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires, and one is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant, and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master? O Krishna, please chant now again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, please sing again.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Sing again, but put your whole attention on the first Hare. The first Hare, the first Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hey, Bo!
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sing now, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hey, boy! Please listen. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hari, I'm an offender, and therefore I'm always punishable. I have all bad qualities, and I'm guilty of committing thousands and thousands of offenses. I'm drowning in this terrible, turbulent ocean of material existence. I have lost my way and desire to find the right path. Oh, Hari, I have taken shelter of your lotus feet out of fear. Please accept me as your own. Oh, Lord, your vow is that you will definitely liberate anyone from material bondage who takes shelter of you. So I take shelter of you, and therefore I sing with everyone, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody please, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
In this humility meditation, Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes the ancient verses of Stotra Ratna, Yamunacharya's great composition, where he asks for devotional service. And he has chanted, he has said that, "My Lord, You're my eternal master, but I lost you. As a result, I have been drowning in this material ocean. But now I have seen that there is a shore. You are the shore. Please don't push me away. Don't allow me to stay in the ocean. But take me." Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the end quotes, "O Hari, let me submit one humble request before you. Be merciful and kindly hear my words. This is not a meaningless request, but it is confidential. It comes from my heart. I'm wretched and you are most merciful. Therefore, you are the most capable person to bestow mercy. As you confer your mercy upon one who is very fallen, I'm a suitable candidate for your mercy. But if you ignore me, then it will be very, very, very difficult to find a more suitable
candidate for your mercy. Let us again all together sing this mantra. Let us connect our mind with the first Hari and then offer this prayer. Please accept me. Please save me. I made a mistake turning away from you, but I am now calling out, please again accept me. Please start now.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time from the heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama,
like it. Like a child, bring your arms in the sky and one last time chant.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai. Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Radhe Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Radhe. Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai, Anand. Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai, Anand. Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai. Radha Rani Ki Jai, Maharani Ki Jai. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe Radhe Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe 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 Radharani ki dey, Maharani ki dey. Radharani ki dey, Maharani ki dey. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
I will give you now a very brief summary of this first workshop and then request you to turn to your neighbor. I think we should first search for a neighbor. It can be just anyone. It doesn't need to be someone you are knowing since a long, long time. Then I will request you to discuss something about this workshop so that it is easier for you to remember the different teachings from Bhajan Rahasya which we have heard today. Let me see, just very briefly, who has not yet found a neighbor, please raise your hand. Then look around, maybe there's another one who is without a neighbor. Then you can just, here's someone. You can also go by three. Is that a tantric practice? I know when you have a thought and you direct it on someone and you do this, I hope you don't curse me. That's what you do when you curse someone in Tantra. Maybe you didn't know this. When you need to do it, don't do it with a thought and direct it to someone. Hare Krishna. I know you have to be afraid. Maybe magicians are here. Good. Who is partner A? And who is partner B? Good. I always have to ask to see if you really understand. Listen now, everyone. Then I will ask you to discuss something. The point of this program, of this workshop, was to hear about the qualifications which you need to do Naam Kirtan. I went really fast through it, with assuming that many of you are a little older in your Krishna consciousness, but to be very crystal clear, the holy name has unlimited Shakti, but it reserves those Shakti only for those who chant without offenses. Therefore, the qualification for good Naam Kirtan, good Naam Japa, is to chant without offenses, which is easy when you chant in a humble state of mind. Now, it's very difficult to just, you know, if I tell you, be humble. Oh, yeah, what do I do, you know, to be humble? It's very difficult to just assume a quality. Humbleness doesn't, humility, and I think you agree with me, doesn't just mean to just go around like this, very humble, because it's chic to be humble in Gaudiya Vaishnav circles, and then just think bad about others and talk bad about others, you know. True humility you can learn by practicing tolerance. And remember that wonderful example of that Baba who didn't protest, but who even cared for that monkey who had hurt him in the leg. Huh? This tolerance. He remained tolerant. That is how you can check also if someone is truly humble or not. And most of those who externally humble, if you check on their tolerance, they fall the test. They do not pass it. It's easy to be outside something. So then we have tried to enter the world of humility through another process. Bhaktivinoda Thakur brings us to this point that one must first give up his identification with the material body if one wants to be humble. And we did this little guided tour or guided meditation where we try to realize that we are not identical with this material body, which is made of out of five material elements and has hundreds of joints that wear out. Huh? Finally, we have read a few of these wonderful humility meditations from Bhaktivinoda Thakur. O Ananta, O Hari, I have been drowning in this material ocean since time immemorial. I have been swimming and swimming, but I have not found the end of this unlimited material ocean. While drowning, I cried out in distress, please, help!
Help!
No one of you has, only one or two have actually been drowned. When you drown, you really cry, help!
Help!
Yes, oh God, finally. Someone save me! At that time you came, O Krishna, and as I understood your lotus feet to be the shore of this ocean, a seed of hope arose in my heart. O Hari!
O Hari!
Wonderful. O Hari!
O Hari!
You are the most compassionate.
You are the most compassionate.
In me you have certainly found the best receiver of your mercy.
Wonderful.
You are very, very good. Very good audience. My God, are you good? These are wonderful and very deep, deep verses. And I want to say there is a retreat team, Sharanagati retreat team. We will send you these prayers. Someone of the team, please make a note. And we will send you these prayers on the email. They are very powerful. If you want, you can have them. We will have at the last day a sheet of paper where you can write down your email address and then get these prayers. Also, we have learned one technique to avoid the offense of inattention. Who remembers this technique? Yeah, someone said focus on the first word. This, I very much appreciate your answer, but I need to correct you. It's not a word. It's a name, the holy name, who is Radharani. So focus on Hari, and if you are a little older and or you are interested in advancing in Krishna consciousness, if this is time already for you to think about these things, you can think of being a servant of Radharani, and you will be blessed and will come alive with the Bhakti Shakti, which emanates from her beautiful shining lotus feet and beautiful blessing head. Good. I would like to now, if you form your groups for a very brief time. We are very good in the time. Can't believe we will have 5 minutes for this exercise. And five is maybe a little bit too short. 7 minutes. And you please talk with your neighbor about what you have understood in this workshop. This will help you by remembering a little bit what you went through. What we went through, what we learned, what we heard from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it will help you to take something with you so that it's not just some words in the right ear and out the left ear. Reflect, please, now. And I will give you a sign when the pause comes, like in 7 minutes. Please give your best. You can make use of your notes if you have made any, or go from memory. Give your best, and you know also what you have realized and understood. Not just what was taught, but what you have understood. Start now, please. Hare Krishna. It's nice to see that you are alive. Well, everyone is alive. I mean, in the discussions, alive. So I suggest also that when there are some points which struck you in a particular way during the morning lectures and during the workshops, it's good if you just move them about, these points, and discuss these points. Like, I personally loved so much the point which Burijan Prabhu presented in his excellent morning class about really the mind of Krishna. When he sees a chanter and feels that this person belongs to me, he's mine, I will protect him. And how he... how Krishna consistently shows how he cares for his devotees to a degree that he feels embarrassed before Sudama by thinking Sudama gave me more than he had. He begged for the chipped rice, but I can't give him more than I have because I have everything. So I can, this devotee has defeated me. I cannot reciprocate. I thought it was... So these things, it's nice if in a devotional association you encourage each other and you discuss these things, you move them about, then your experience in the retreat will be more devotional and more Krishna conscious than just hearing and then going out and then business as usual. No. Business is unusual. You know, we should use the sacred atmosphere here to increase our consciousness. So, good. We will now have a very brief pause. It's very important that it's brief, of 5 minutes. Maybe you want to... I mean, if 300 people want to use the same... No, we all have our bathrooms, right? And please return. And then we will do something which is absolute part of this Holy Name retreat. We will do a group session together. It will actually not be a japa session. It will be a kirtan session. And it's very important that you all come. It's really one of the the things you wouldn't like to miss, because there will be also a meditation inside. So it's important, it is designed in such a way that it drives the, brings the points to you, and then they stay. So I see you in 5 minutes. Please be punctual. I know 5 minutes from Satchinanda Swami can mean an hour, but these are really 5 minutes. I'm staying here. Hare Krishna.